This is the Balanced Artist Podcast, where we help the purpose-driven creator's journey suck a little less and thrive a little more. Hosted by award-winning musician, TEDx speaker, and comedian Rory Gardner.
Who?
We chat with experts who help level up your creative career by reframing your lifestyle as a balanced artist.
Hello and welcome back to the Balanced Artist Podcast. How do you measure success? How do you know when you're enough or you have enough? No matter what I accomplish, consume, or conquer, the needle seems to keep moving, and I'm on this hamster wheel of like a never-ending conquest. Even when you do feel satisfied and fulfilled, all it takes is a glance at what the Joneses have and the lifestyle they're living to make your own situation look pathetic. I blame Instagram and Facebook. Life was simpler when we lived in solitude. People will often measure success based on other people's accomplishments. Mark Manson, the author of The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Frig, he speaks about former Metallica member Dave Mustaine, and he was kicked out of this heavy metal band in the early days for substance abuse. Metallica went on to being one of the biggest heavy metal bands of all time, but during that time, Dave started his own band called Megadeth. 16 albums recorded, 38 million records sold, and a Grammy Award as icing on the cake. A true success rock legend that anyone who's basically ever picked up a guitar would love to experience in their own career. But Dave was not satisfied with this success because Metallica had sold 125 million records. He just spent the better part of 30 years unsatisfied with his accomplishments because he was comparing it to someone else's. The original drummer of the Beatles got kicked out in the early days, but he didn't go on to create Megadeth. Instead, he found value in living a more modest life, like raising a family, you know, driving kids to soccer practice. You know how it goes. On the surface, you think, bro, you missed out on Beatlemania. But if you found inner peace and contentment, the rest doesn't matter. That's just stuff I fail to see in my own life. I remember having a rehearsal at my place years ago with some session players. We were preparing for a big show. I don't remember where it was at the time. And the bass player would regale us with stories of his single life, like the freedom, the adventure, the STDs. And I was like, man, those sound like some fun days. I'm jealous. He's like, what? Dude, look at this beautiful rehearsal space you have. Look at those two kids that keep popping their head in, shooting us with Nerf guns while we're trying to practice. That is the real stuff. I'm jealous of you. In that moment, I felt like a dork because he was right. Before that rehearsal, my life was just fine, but then I learned of something that I didn't have that I wanted, and it made me forget about all the things that I'm grateful for in my own life. We often hear retired athletes, actors, or professionals speak about like how they regret not taking more time for family and their personal life. They get so wrapped up in their career, and then when it starts to wind down, they feel like they missed out on those cherished formative years in their kids' lives. I'm going through that now, so I've come off one of the busiest travel years of my life, and I felt like I lived on an airplane or a hotel or a cruise ship for the entire year. And I chose to take this year down a notch, spend a little bit more time at home, and use that opportunity to try out, you know, new comedy material in the local club. And I'm sure my kids will appreciate it now, and then I'll appreciate it once they find me too old and no longer want to hang around me. I heard a discussion recently of something breaking down luxury versus post-luxury. Luxury is people who have enough money to buy a Ferrari. Post-luxury is having enough money to buy Ferrari Corp and having no interest in buying a Ferrari. True story, right? I was doing a speaking event once, and the guy on after me, he was worth like $50 million or something. And we're backstage, and I complimented him on his watch. He's like, thanks, it's a fake. Like, I was confused. Like, why would this guy need a fake watch? And he said, I've always wanted to get to a point where I could afford the watch, but don't actually need it to prove myself worth. What that basically means is success isn't what you want to be, it's who you want to be. So do you catch yourself doing that online? Like, are you trying to create the content that shows how big time you are, or create content that's going to connect and engage with the right audience? In The Warrior Ethos by Stephen Pressfield, he speaks on Alexander the Great pushing his way through the city streets, and some woke yogi steps in his way, and his assistant's like, hey, beat it, yogi, this man has conquered the world. What have you accomplished? And the yogi looks up and says, I have conquered the need to conquer the world. And Alexander approved of this wise man's comments. He's like, if I could be any other man in the world, I would be this man here. So what he's basically saying is this man was a warrior too, but an inner warrior. He's battled the inner struggles to achieve mastery over himself. In battle, warriors adopt discipline, but off the battlefield, we need to adopt self-discipline, self-motivation, self-command instead of being barked at by some commanding officer. So how do you measure success? Tony Robbins says, success is what the world sees. Fulfillment is what the heart feels. So progress equals happiness. Achieving goals does not equal happiness. So if you're asking yourself, what's my purpose? What you're really asking for is progress, a true sense of fulfillment. And fulfillment isn't a luxury or a leisure activity, it's a necessity. Jordan Peterson said, you may not get where you want, but you can move towards it. And according to neuroscience, almost all pleasure is in the moving forward. So to conclude this thought, if you want 80-20 your feelings of success, 20% is choosing a goal and 80% is trying to achieve that goal. If you get 50% of the way and decide you're no longer interested in that goal, then pivot into a new direction. But never stop moving.
That's all we've got for this episode of the podcast. We have new shows every week, so remember to hit subscribe and share this episode with anyone you think could benefit from becoming a balanced artist.